The following is an excerpt from a talk given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami Maharaj on May 6, 2008 at Bhaktivedanta Manor in the United Kingdom.
When Lord Chaitanya left Bengal after he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, then after some time, he called Nityananda Prabhu and said, "I left Bengal. We had done so much preaching there, but now it's still unfinished. So, but I can't go back there now, since I've taken sannyas. So you should go back and finish the finished business and spread the Harinam Sankirtan movement there." The Nityananda Prabhu said, "Well, I need some men, I need some devotees." Lord Chaitanya said, "You can take." So it wasn't exactly clear how many devotees it took. Seems around 50 at least. Minikitan Ramdas, Abhiram Thakur, many of his great associates. And since we're limited on time, I just kind of condense it. But they went back in Kirtan. Normally it would take a month of walking, but it took them 3 months because they were so ecstatic that along the way they'd be doing kirtan and dancing, and somebody would be talking about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. They'd act it out, put their hand on the shoulder and said, "It's Krishna and Balaram, and this thing happened and that." And then everyone would be so ecstatic remembering Krishna's pastimes, they would wander off the road and then go maybe 10 kilometers on one side, and then they'd, you know, look around and say, "Where are we?" And ask how to get to the Bengal road, to Bengal. You see, that's 10 kilometers back. And they went back, but on the way, while they're chanting, they were so ecstatic that they would cross right over the road. And so instead of going straight back, they're going zigzag back and forth. So it took about 3 months to get there. Very ecstatic Harinam journey. And then they, finally when they reached Panihati, then Nityananda walked in the kitchen where Raghava Pandit usually was, because that was his special seva. In fact, he's a reincarnation of the cook for Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. He and his sister, Damayanti. So he was preparing for his Radha, Madan Mohan Didis. They looked and there was Nityananda, immediately paid his obeisances, and he said, "So, how many of you are there?" He said, "I have this many devotees." He said, "Okay, I'll prepare you prasadam. Please go take your..." This is his only first thought. Prasadam, that's his seva. So, go take your bath in the Ganges and come back, and then we'll give you the prasad. So within 1 hour, he cooked a huge feast for the 50 or 100 devotees that were there with him. And they came back and he served everyone prasadam. Lord, he took a little rest. Then afterwards, he came and they gathered together for kirtan. So this kirtan, Lord Nityananda was sitting down looking at all the kirtan singers. And while they were chanting, everyone was chanting and dancing. Whoever he glanced at become overwhelmed with love of Krishna. Just by his glance. Somebody would like to get the glance of Lord Nityananda. Nitai! 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 Goranga! So like this, kirtan was going on very ecstatically. Then when it reached a certain level, the Nityananda Prabhu himself entered into the kirtan, dancing. So Lord Chaitanya said there's five places where he always is present. And one of the five is wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing. So when Nityananda Prabhu started dancing, although Lord Chaitanya was South India already by that time, and he immediately came there and was watching. Because Nityananda Prabhu's dancing is so ecstatic, you don't want to miss it. How many of you would like to see Lord Nityananda's dancing? Also, Panihati is one of the places he stays always, so he's there twice, double. But Radhanath Swami is reminding me. And so Nityananda could see Lord Chaitanya, and then he told the devotees that Lord Chaitanya is here dancing, is here watching. And everyone was looking around, but they couldn't see him. He said, "You can't see him, I can see him, you can't see him. He's right now technically in South India, but he's here watching. But he's wearing a South Indian flower garland. Just like here we have English flowers." They have South Indian flowers, different kinds. So it's a particular flower that didn't grow in Bengal. So he said, "You can smell him out." So everyone said, you got your mercy. So, well, that's exactly what happened. Everyone who smelled the garland, they became so ecstatic. They are smelling Lord Chaitanya's garlands, not different. They became so ecstatic that they fainted on the ground, they were rolling, pulling their hair. Well, can I catch him? Catch him, quick, quick. Gauranga! 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 Nityananda! So there was like, as the flower aroma was going over the devotees, they were becoming like, it's like a special prema gas. They were getting intoxicated and overwhelmed with spiritual bliss. So like this, then Nityananda was dancing, then he went back and changed his cloth, came out, then again his chadar dhoti. Then he asked Raghava Pandit, "Get me a kadamba garland. I'm a cowherd boy, I like kadamba flowers. So I want a kadamba garland." But Raghava Pandit, he said, "Well, we don't have any kadamba flowers, no trees here, and this is not the season for kadamba flower. Don't give me all these excuses, just go in your garden and get me some kadamba garland." So he went back on his house, and he had a garden with all different things they needed for his cooking, and lemon trees and mango and different things. So one of the lemon trees started just popping kadamba flowers. So he took the kadamba flowers, made a garland, and came out and gave Lord Nityananda. Nitai Prabhu ki! So like this, so many things happened. Then that kirtan just started to go on day and night. They told me that in Birmingham they had last night a 24-hour, night before last, 24-hour kirtan. So it's also here in the UK. They fall asleep, tell them. Worked really hard on that one. So, this kirtan we went on for 3 months. So the people would join the kirtan and they would become just so ecstatic they forgot everything. They just stayed in the kirtan for about 2-3 days. Dancing and chanting day and night. Then after a while they remembered, oh, I have a wife, I have a family, I had to go home, I had to do some things. You know. So they went, then some, but they're like smiling and chanting, and so someone said, where have you been? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. So like this, so there's this kirtan going on in the Panihati, Raghava Pandit's house. There the kirtan, Nityananda Prabhu. Oh, it's so wonderful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the kirtan was going on for about day and night, 3 months. But then, in the end, the devotees, after 3 months of non-stop kirtan, they started to manifest certain mystical powers, like lifting up 25, 30 ton, how much a mango tree weighs, a huge mango, lifting it up and dancing with it. Some of become lighter than a balloon and climb up, and just to fly up to the top of the trees and jump from one tree to the next. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! But this tree pulling up, that was upsetting Raghava Pandit. He said, if you pull all the trees, how will I offer my deities and the prasadam, and the boga? He said, you better shift the kirtan, otherwise I have no house left, nothing left. So this kirtan went all over Bengal, and they just camp out somewhere for a while, and there the people would get totally overwhelmed with kirtan, and he'd leave one of his associates there to be the regional preacher, zonal preacher, whatever, and then go to the next place. And like this he would be going all over Bengal and just like flooding it wherever he went, and then leaving a kirtan, a leader, like in a place called Kanakul Krishnanagara, he left Abhiram Thakur. So sometime when you go on Gormandalbhumi Parikrama in Bengal, then you see the different places where the different acharyas and associates of Lord Chaitanya were left for preaching. Some were seen to be traveling and some were preaching.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.